Blog Talk Radio.
Well. Good Sunday afternoon. It is another day in the neighborhood. And I'm going to, first and foremost, we're going to do a show. And we're going to say shout out first and foremost because Miss M and Miss Seneca are on the road to the Playboy Jazz Festival the second day. And it's such a great thing to be able to celebrate music and its life, music and its adventure through time, through essence. And today is no different. And I got a guest host in the studio with me today. And we're going to hear from him a little later. What we're going to do right now is we're going to settle him in behind the mic. So the two chairs right there. Just get one of those chairs right there. And while we get him settled in and ready to mic it up. Okay. What we're going to end up doing is bring in my co-host today. This guy here, he's the hardest working man in show business. And I'm telling you, he's been known to be on every time you look at a television movie, a show, a commercial, the man is there. And today he is here in live studio with me today. We're taking over for Miss M, who's on her way, like I said, to the Playboy Jazz Festival. Oh, enjoy yourself, because we're going to enjoy the show. What we do on Gospel Jazz Connection each and every week at this time is we bring you the best in smooth jazz, the best in gospel jazz, the best sounds you'll hear anywhere in the country, all under one roof. So take a second and call a friend and tell them you found that station you've been looking for all this time, and it's the Gospel Jazz Connection on Goltrazine Radio Network. And now, with not further ado, I'm going to bring in one of the hardest working men in show business who's helping to co-host with me today, Mr. Andale Frazier. Welcome.
Hey, how's it going, D-Nice?
It's all good. So, what do you think about the music that we're dealing with today, the music industry, the jazz festivals, all the stuff in there?
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know, I come from a musical background. My oldest brother was the original drummer for George Clinton and P-Funk, Chaka Khan, he played for the Dramatics, Temptations, Angelo Bond. I'm a musician myself, but not on that level. So, I love music. I love the beats. You know, I'm a percussionist. So, you know, it's all about, you know, having good rhythm, you know, getting in tune with your side of you that loves music. So, yeah, I'm excited to be here.
Okay, well, we're glad to have you here. And a little later on, we'll get a chance to really see what you do beside the music, because you're an actor and your face appears everywhere. So we're going to start out here with one of my favorite songs. And this is David Benoit, and this is called Fuzzy Logic. Enjoy. Thank you.
This is Gerald Austin of the Manhattans, and I love listening to Gospel Jazz Connection with D. Nice and Miss M.
And we are back with you. And so I hope you're having a good time and that it's all good. So let me see what we're going to do for you next here. Let me see what we're going to bring on. There you go. Well, I hope you're enjoying the show as much as I enjoy bringing it to you. Now, without further ado, I have Lady D, the hardest working woman in show business. Our field hostess here with us today, getting back from Urban Network and some of the endeavors that she's been doing. Lady D, how are you today?
I'm blessed and highly favored.
That's what I'm talking about, young lady. Tell us a little bit about what's going on in your world.
My world. I do have a book out, as everybody, some most of people know, called Trapped in a Little Girl's Body. It goes to so much about me. But I do work with a lot of artists. God's been a blessing in my life. And Amazon, that's an opportunity. Go to Amazon and pick it up, Trapped in a Little Girl's Body. Story about something we don't do, forgiveness. Also, I have been working with a lot of artists for like 30-something years and doing concerts, events, working with them, D. Nice and Miss M down through the years. It's been a blessing in my life. But right now what I'm doing is like a field, trying to get actors and celebrities come out and talk to the radio and gospel jazz connection. Just let them know that what a blessing that God has been to their life, and maybe they can be a blessing to others as they listen to them as they do their testimony on the radio and how God has been blessing them. A lot of musicians could be listening. A lot of actors could be listening. You know, we never know. Book authors, people could be going through. Sometimes songs heals the soul. So that's why we work so hard to get these artists to come out and be a blessing on gospel jazz radio station. Like I said, not only artists, but jazz artists as well as regular artists, like gospel artists and R&B artists. We do it all. We just don't do one thing. But on Sunday, we definitely want to bless the house and bless everybody that want to listen to nice artists and nice music and stuff. And hear that testimony, how God's been a blessing to them.
And you know what? I got a co-host today with me because Miss M is out there at the Jazz Festival, Playboy Jazz Festival. Her and Seneca and some of the others from the aerospace industry just took over the whole spot out there. So wishing their best. So I have somebody here on the mic with me today. Lady D, say hello to an old friend of ours who was there at Urban Network with us. Young man, introduce yourself.
Lady D, this is Mandel Frazier. How you doing?
I'm blessed and highly favored, my dear friend. What you doing over there? You take it over, man. I'm getting a little jealous.
I'm trying to be like you.
You know, we welcome you to the family, man. It's an honor and a pleasure to come out and be a co-host on the show. We love all the things that you've been doing for the community and been a blessing, you know, as yourself, as an example. Where people can look up to you and follow you and see how God has blessed you with all your good movies, you know, like, you know, Is Loving You Is Wrong and some of the soap opera movies. You know, I check you on, and you're so good at what you do. And also, a lot of people see you doing trainings for a lot of celebrities, and especially women. I still have friends who want to know, do you need some more? People just train with because they're very desperate to train with.
Well, he ain't going to be able to get out of here when it's over with, huh?
Well, thank you, Lady D. I appreciate you. You've been such a good friend since I moved to L.A. 4 years ago. And, you know, we met at my church, City of Refuge. As a matter of fact, I was just asked by the youth ministry to speak at their graduation next Sunday. So I'm excited about that. You know, my platform has always been faith, fitness, and focus. So I'm excited to be sharing to, you know, just to empower, to enhance, to enlighten, and to encourage.
That's wonderful. I'll be over at City Refuge later on today at a recording they have. They
That's
got
right.
Me to over there, so I'll be over there.
Oh, wow. I won't be able to make it tonight because I have to be on set early tomorrow morning, but mm-hmm. I will be there in spirit.
Amen.
That's what it's all about, in spirit.
I have two events I got coming up for 2017 for the kids, because I know they've been waiting for this. It's been producing the Stop the Violence, Think Education for the 15 years. And a lot of young celebrities come out and they talk to the kids how important God and education. We have a big surprise for 2017 coming out. It's going to be at West Angeles and everything. I know I did it at City for 16 years, but now that I'm a member of West Angeles, I got to take it over there. But City of Refuge is always welcome.
Oh, no, I hear you doing, and Lady D. So, I mean, hey, you know what? We got a young man here that you also introduced us to, and he's doing great things at the IO. We've been knowing this brother for a while. We want him to climb the charts, and I look forward to seeing him next year at the Playboy Jazz Festival, probably highlight the thing. So what we're going to end up doing, Lady D, if you'd be so kind to introduce us to our interview for today.
Okay, I would like to
then we can go. Go ahead.
I would like to interview one of my friends that I met many years, and I adore his passion for music and how he plays his music. He plays his jazz music like no one else, and I really, really love his ministry, love him, and thank God that he was one of our special guests today, none other than Mark Allen Felton, who played with some of everybody. Kurt Whalen, Patti LaBelle, Chaka Khan, Kenny G, Kurt Wake, Dave Cobb, Billy Preston, Marcus Miller, Layla Hathaway, Jesse Eisenberg, just so many. Ray Parker Jr. He can tell you a little bit about it, how he got started, or he can tell you what he's got coming in the future. And to bless some other young members out there that play jazz, would like to know how God blessed him to be in the ministry and meet these such great artists.
Hey, everybody. How y'all doing?
Hey, Panther. How you doing, my brother?
How's it going?
Good. Hey, you know what, Panther? Hey,
yeah.
Panther, today you are on the hot seat, brother. We got Brother Mandel here. We got Lady D on the line. They got me. They got you in the hot seat. So we just want to get into your head for a second and find out what you are doing right now and where your journey started, because everything we do in life is a journey. So we're going to talk a little
bit
about the journey and where you come through at and where you're going and what you're doing in between. And if we find something we want to pitch in and get clarity, we will. Meantime, in between time, ladies and gentlemen, from around the world, here is the one, the only Panther. Go ahead, young man.
Hey, be nice. Mandel, Lady D, it's a pleasure to be on the line with y'all, first of all. Let me start off by saying that.
Same here.
Thank you.
Yeah, you guys have been great for me and the support and everything, so I really appreciate that. So I'm always trying to make sure that we honor and appreciate the people that help you along the way. That's my whole story right there. Right? That's where I come from. I come from a place where without the next person right next to me helping me along the way, I wouldn't be here today. When I first started off, you know, I was encouraged by a teacher that was in my grammar school that so happened to be starting a band at this grammar school after having a drum and bugle corps. And, you know, the story is kind of like I saw a television show online. I mean, television show I saw in Chicago. They had Kool & the Gang on there. And Kool & the Gang was, they had this horn section. And I was like, wow, I want to do that. I want to do that. The next day, so happened that our drummer bugle teacher was starting a new band. And I told him, I said, hey, you know what? Does anybody want to play in a band? I said, yeah, I just want to play that shiny Kirby thing. Everybody started laughing. I said, you mean the saxophone? I said, yeah, yeah, that's what I want to play. And he showed a picture of it. And I just fell in love with the instrument then. And it's always been in my life some kind of way, you know, it's so much that goes along with that story. But that's pretty much how it started off. And being encouraged by the people that was around me who were like, really giving me a lot of encouragement in reference to going forward with that. It took a little hard road because we weren't a real rich family, nothing like that. But my father was able to work some overtime and get me that saxophone. I've pretty much been self-taught most of my life, you know. But like I said, I had mentors, other people around me that would push me through. And that's pretty much how it happened to me. So I encourage everybody. Like my message today is that we should elevate one another because, really, you know, we got a lot of things that we go through in this life, but a lot of that stuff is inflicted on us by our own self. You know, we have power in promoting each other and helping each other, you know, go for the things that we want to go through in life. So if it wasn't for people encouraging me here and there, giving me the blues scale to learn how to play this and showing me how to do that and me having mentors and stuff like that, none of this stuff would be happening today.
I love that. Now, what we're going to do right now is we have one of your tunes on standing by. So we're going to go ahead and shoot it. Let them listen to it. And then we'll come back and finish talking more to Mark Allen Felter, a.k.a. the Panther. This is Gospel Jazz Connection. Enjoy.
Oh,
That's what I'm talking about, Panther.
Man.
That filled the room, man. We was in here just jamming up in here, partner. Soul Train line ain't had it so good, you know? But
you know,
quickly.
Way back to that.
Yeah,
you know what? I got to tell you a story. All right, I got to tell you what happened. Hey, Dory, you might remember this.
Okay.
Yeah, I think, see, Jones was hosting an event at the Forum. And T.D. Jakes was on that event. And I called Bishop Jones and I asked him about making an appearance there. And he told me, he said, listen, you can come, but you better have some product. It's about 3 weeks, two and a half, 3 weeks before the event. Like, product, Bishop Jones, I got no product. Yeah, that's only why I'm going to let you play. Really, right? So I had about a week or so to get that whole album together. I had started some songs, but I hadn't really got into the whole project yet. So I had about a week to finish that record in order to get it printed up and stuff like that. And it's just amazing sitting here listening to that, realizing all the stuff that went through. We worked so hard. Patrick Bowden, who's the minister of music over at City of Refuge, she worked on the project. Huh?
He's having his live recording today.
Yeah, we worked together on this project for a few songs and everything. And we were like, I got to get this done. I got to get it done. That was kind of the beginning of my whole. I did that one event. And from there, Dory, I think that's when me and you connected too after that.
Yeah, we kind of connected.
Yeah, Dorian started putting me on all kind of things. She was calling me, connecting me with all kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really appreciative that she really connected me with a lot of things.
Thank you.
And, it just went crazy. It was television and all that. When, you know, BET and the Word Network, we just did a lot after that record right there.
I know. I remember back
you
in the day.
You didn't know we had that record, huh? We surprised you on that record today, huh?
You shocked me with that right there. I'm shocked.
Yes, sir. We had to get that out there.
Hey, Panther.
Yeah.
Hey, this is Mandel Frazier. I have a question for you.
Yeah.
I was looking at your bio earlier, and I noticed that you was born in Chicago, and
mm-hmm.
although I'm from Detroit, Michigan, I went to high school and college in Chicago. And knowing that you are a jazz musician, and I'm looking at some of your influences, how was it like growing up in Chicago, you know, with all the, Chicago is known for the jazz festival and things of that nature. How was it growing in Chicago with the influences you had?
Oh, man, it was great because I don't know if you've ever been to Malcolm X College there. You ever heard of it?
Yes.
Malcolm
yes,
X
sir.
College? Okay. Well, I met one guy who was a student over there, and I ended up going to Malcolm X, and it was real interesting because some of the guys that played with Earth, Wind & Fire and a lot of the local people around Chicago were there. So I would go over there and see all these different people playing and get a chance to be influenced by them. And there was one jazz musician in particular, Von Freeman, who was like the godfather, you know, one of the godfathers of jazz in Chicago. He would run a club that he had all the young guys come in, older guys come in to play. And it was funny because it was like he'd do a jam session to be like 30 guys standing in line just to get a chance to take a solo. And everybody was watching, waiting to see what you could do. And one time, in particular, I went up there. We snuck out of the house. I was about 16 years old. We snuck out of the house, me and my friend. He picked me up. He stole the car, basically. Picked me up from the Southwest side. We went to the club. Go in the club to play, and I was just watching these guys play. I'm like, wow, check them out. And then it came my time to play, and I was like, I'm not really ready yet. So I said, okay, let me let the next guy go in. So I let the next guy in front of me, and then again, it was my time to play, and I said, I'm still not ready. So I let the next guy in front of me, and all of a sudden, somebody snatched my horn out of my hand. Wait, hold on, what's up? He said, give me that horn. He was like, you ain't gonna play, man. I'm gonna take this horn. I said, oh, man, my father gonna kill me. Give me that horn back. So I snapped the horn back and I ran up and started playing. Said, that's what you better do, brother. Get out of here. So it was crazy. He kicked us out of the club. But it was a funny thing because I was 16. So you can imagine, Chicago gave up some really, really good lessons, you know, in reference to if you're gonna do something, you better jump and do it, because if you're not,
that's right.
You have to do it.
And I also say thank God for small favors, because otherwise, if they had got you in that car, you would probably wouldn't be here right now.
Look, you talking about somebody being afraid. I was so scared that day. I was so happy to sneak back in that house. I was like, I think I left the house about 3 or 4 weeks after that.
Wow.
That's some humble beginnings. Now, you know, Panther, over the last week, they just had Urban Network again revived back, and I had a chance to get down there, me and Lady D and Miss M. She's on the way to the Jazz Festival. I think she's on the mic with us anyway, too. But you know what? I remember years ago when I first got introduced to you, man, we were doing Women of Prominence, our company, was doing a segment on Thursday Gospel Day. And we were trying to reach out and do the jazz, so we had the jazz dinner to fill. So we got online, got with Lady D, and caught up with you guys through Ron Brown with Jazz and Spirit. And I had not known that there was such a thing called gospel jazz until she introduced me to Ron. And that's what you guys brought, playing under the banner of Women of Prominence. And you guys came, you, Makita, Ron Brown, and y'all lit it up. And I said, oh, so this is gospel jazz. And I've been a fan ever since. You know what I'm saying? So
You know what? Dorian is very instrumental in helping usher gospel jazz into this world, too. So we got to give her some credit for that, because, yeah, she's very instrumental in promoting and making sure that the artists who play gospel jazz was seen. So I thank you for that. Because, you know, listen, Dorian would call me almost every day with some opportunity to play here, play there, and do this. And the with the radio station connection and all that stuff, she was right there, all alone, pushing that thing along. So you wouldn't even hear a lot of these jazz if it wasn't from her.
Right.
Thank you.
Yeah, so we really appreciate her bringing you into it. You know what? You're at home now. So anytime you got a project, you want to come on talk to us, man, you want to show up live in the studio, man, our house is your house, man.
I appreciate that. And thank you, too, man. Thank you, and Mandel for hosting shows like this. Because you guys,
thank you.
I also told you guys I wanted to go to the TV show.
Yeah. She was telling you about the television show we do live every Wednesday, too. We do a live television show. You guys to come in there, and we just got to highlight you and let them see your face on TV, too, because we got a large, big audience we got to cover, too, that need to, you know, get up on your Panthers view of gospel jazz. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely. I got some new music coming out, matter of fact, for you, too. Also, I don't know if you're familiar with Chicago Steppin'.
Yes, Lord.
We
got two projects. We actually got a Chicago Steppin'.
I want to dance with you on the Chicago Steppin' when this music come out.
Let's do it, D. Let's do it.
I'm going to videotape this one here. It's going to be a part of the video.
we got a couple projects coming out. The Chicago Steppin' project I got going on, and also another gospel record is coming out soon. So when that comes on, I definitely want to get with you guys and let people know about that project as well.
No doubt.
Congratulations.
Appreciate
that.
So why don't you go ahead. Yeah, can you tell us what you got coming up and where we can see you?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I'm all over this place out here, but I do a lot of private events as well as public events. And I know we got Spaghettini's. I don't know if you're familiar with Spaghettini's in Silver Beach.
Yes.
Yeah, that's coming up on, I know, right off the top of my head, I want to say July 24th, it is. And that's a Sunday from like 6 to 9 or something like that. We'll be traveling to San Francisco toward the end of this month in Oakland area. We'll be going to Berlin coming up this year. We were in China last year, in August. I know we go to Chicago, New York. Got a bunch of little stuff popping up here and there. But as far as locally, I know Spaghettini's is July 24th. And a lot of stuff that's kind of local, I list on the website as well, too. So it's markallenshelton.com.
Keep us focused on that July 24th. We all might come up
and support you. Yeah, you know that would be like a reunion. That would be so great to see all your faces up there. I would know what to do.
We're gonna keep pushing that out there. So let's take this time to tell us how we can catch up with you, how to get in touch with you, email, phone, or whatever you want to give to the people right quick, please.
Okay, this is markallenfelton.com, MarkAllenFelton.com. That's the website there. And on the website, it has all the information for us. Contact phone number, 213-985-1867, business number for us. And email address is popartistforyou@gmail.com. That's spelled TOPARTISTS, the number four. The letter U.com, topartistforyou.com. And anybody, you know, looking to connect with me on any kind of way, because I'm actually open for collaborations as well right now, because the way social media and everything is going, I'm loving the new artists coming out and getting a chance to collaborate with them and put out new projects. So I recently connected when we went to China. We connected with a guy over there, and he laid out a Chinese rap for me on one of my songs, as well as a French rap.
Wow.
So I don't know if we're going to be able to understand what he's saying, but we got it on there. I just hope they ain't cussing and all that, you know.
Right, right, yeah. Somebody said to decipher it. Do you know what you're playing? Yeah.
Right. And I just came out with single, too, called Just the Thing We Do, which
okay.
you can find it online, Just the Thing We Do. It's a little nice little single, you know, it will go along. It's just good music.
Yeah,
we're gonna continue to keep you. Yeah, we're gonna continue, Lady Diesel. I heard the gears in her head rolling when you said collaboration. So she's gonna have a whole list by the time you get back. But it's such a blessing to find you doing these moves like you know doing, and that God is in control. And so now you're making all that money. Now I know you bought a car. You ain't got to worry about taking one or being a part of riding the one. We're going to have to make a road trip down to see you at Spaghetti's, though. We're just going to put that out on the wire and just bring in
Listen. Y'all going to be my special guest, okay? How about that?
Loving it.
Yes.
I'm looking for y'all. Y'all be my special guest, and we're going to make it really nice for you. So, you know, be sure to come down and let people know, because you know, we have the whole band there, full live band there. We'll be coming out with some of the new music that night, you know, actually debuting some of the music that night. And check this out. I want to tell y'all this before I get off the phone real quick. The guy that helped me when I was a kid, he lives in Memphis right now. So I decided, to a friend of mine, I want to do something real special for him. So I'm going to honor him that day as well. I'm going to fly him out here. I'm going to take one of his songs. I'm going to have the band play it. He don't even know none of this is going on. And then I'm going to play his song. I'm going to bring him up, and I'm going to let everybody know that this is the guy right here that got me started. You know, that's one of the things I'm going to do for him. So
wow.
I would love for y'all to be there and help me honor him.
Right. No, we're going to do it. We're gonna
Absolutely.
Do it. We're gonna keep it flowing. We're gonna keep it. I'm gonna get a copy of this CD from you and all the rest of the CDs you have out there, so that I can have them in my resume, so I can go ahead and just load them up and keep them pumping. Cause I'm loving your music, man. That's how we do it. So
I appreciate it, man.
I appreciate you bringing the sounds, man, and keeping it vibing. Like I said, and after all this, man, I look forward to seeing you highlight the Hollywood Bowl Jazz Festival next year. Speak those things as if they were, and they will be.
Sir, listen. Come on now. I love it now. Come on.
You know what I'm saying? We putting it out there. Hey, Lady D, we're putting it out there, ain't we?
That's right. So we can do all things through Christ that strengthen us.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's right.
Yeah.
Come on now. Speak on it now. Speak on it.
So, ladies and gentlemen, once again, we just heard from the man himself. That was Mark Allen Felton, better known as Panther. And like I said, I was liking that gospel stroll, man. So you know what? I'm going to say thanks for joining us and taking the time. And I'm going to go back and hit it one more time. If it's all good with y'all, we're going to hit it. And you're listening to Culture Scene Radio Network. This is D Nice. In the studio with me is Mandy. Look at me. Okay. He's
mesmerized.
Jeff Frank. So, Panther, thank you a lot, man. Appreciate you, Lady D. Thank
y'all
you very
so much.
Much.
Y'all keep doing that positive thing y'all doing out there. We're going to connect. Be blessed. And I'll see y'all on the 24th of July.
Yes,
all right,
Mark.
Man. God bless.
Take care.
All right, God bless.
Take care.
me tell you about a man named Jesus. He's so good to me. A man who's died to free us from hypocrisy. He put me in the right direction. He turned my life around. He gave me more than my eyes could see. I was lost, but now I'm found, yeah. If you feel like life ain't even, he can change the odds. He can soothe a hearted fever. He's the Lord thy God. Can't wait till you get to know him, 'cause he's my best friend. He'll never, ever leave your side. He'll be there till the end. Yeah, I love him so. He made me whole. Gotta take me a gospel to roll. The Lord has blessed my soul. I love him so. The Lord made me. Present your case. Jesus, my Lord, he loves you. Open up your heart. I gotta tell you how I feel. He gave me a brand new start, yeah. In life there is no crisis that he can't resolve. I mean, not one single problem that he cannot solve. All you have to do is bring it to him. He'll show you the way. My God has been so good to me. Gotta drop to my knees and pray. Yeah! Oh,
Welcome to the new sound of smooth jazz and R&B. Get into the groove. Guitarist Mark Drummond and Groovometry. Six Strings, One Love, Chill Out Tronica, and Too Smooth for Words with Daniel A. Nelson. The new sound of smooth jazz and R&B is available now from Mark Drummond and Groovometry from iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, and all digital distributors.
All right, I'm back with you once again. Like I said, I hope you enjoy the show as much as I'm enjoying bringing it to you. Miss M was listening on the line as they're on their way out to the last day of the Playboy Jazz Festival, where we will see Panther. We're speaking in faith that he'll be out there highlighting that one next year. Lady D, thank you very much for your input. Now, this is the moment we've been waiting for, because I have my in-studio guest who was able to tell us a little about his musical ventures starting out, and now he's going to talk to us a little bit about his movie and television endeavors. Once again, let's welcome my co-host and your friend, Mr. Mandel Frazier. Come on down, my brother. How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. Thanks again for allowing me to guest host this show with you, D-Nice. I appreciate it, and Lady D as well. I have a few projects coming out, which I'm excited about. There's a movie called The House with starring, oh my gosh, my mind is drawing a blank now, Will Ferrell and Amy Poehler. And that's coming out, I believe, early next year. And then a new edition of the movie with, that's obviously talking about the iconic new edition with Bobby Brown, and which, by the way, this past Wednesday, I had a chance to meet Mr. Bobby Brown, and I got a chance to meet him for the first time, had a nice little talk with him, and he's a really fun guy to talk to and hang out with. You can also catch me in 9/11 with Charlie Sheen and Whoopi Goldberg. Also, you can catch me in Pop Star, Never Stop, Never Stopping, and that's with Adam Sandberg, and a lot of cameo appearances from different celebrities like Snoop Dogg, Mariah Carey, so on and so forth. And then I just actually did a show called Mistress that's on ABC, and that should be coming out hopefully within the next month or so. So I'm staying busy. Tomorrow I'm getting ready to shoot a national commercial for a well-known product that'll be coming out pretty soon. And I'm having fun, keeping it simple. You know, D-Nice, we talked about my platform a few weeks ago on the local radio station, television station here, which is Faith, Fitness, and Focus. And that's been my motto. That's been my platform. That's my message. As a matter of fact, I coined it Mandel's Message. But I'm having fun. You know, I moved down here 4.5 years ago to pursue my dreams, and I believe that God has inspired me to help other people to pursue their dreams as well. And as I mentioned earlier, I attended City of Refuge, and I am speaking at their graduation for the young people, college, you know, from college to high school, you know, about my platform of keeping it simple, faith, fitness, and focus. I'm excited. Lady D is a really, really good friend of mine. She was the one who took me under her wings. I call her my big sister. And again, I'm excited to be here. I can be reached on social media under Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. That's under Mandel Frazier, MandellFrazier. That's Mandel Frazier. And again, thanks again for having me on the show, D-Nice.
And thanks again for taking time out of your busy schedule, man. You done gave me a schedule, and we're going to look at the rest of it for the rest of the year, because I know you're busier than that. You only had time to give us maybe a thimbleful. But ladies and gentlemen, this is what we do each and every week. Sunday from 2:30 to 3:30 here at Gospel Jazz Connection, we bring you the best in music, smooth jazz, gospel jazz. We bring you the best in interviews with the talent that you want to know, you have known, and you want to get to know. And we also share the love. So like I say each and every week, tell a friend. Tell them that you found that station that they've been looking for. And listen live to Culturezine Radio Network each and every week on Sunday from 2:30 to 3:30 for Gospel Jazz Connection. and we will bring you the best of what you're looking for. So until next time, like I say each and every week, put God first, and every other thing else will follow. I thank again Lady D for coming and bringing in Panther, Mark Allen Felton, and I also want to thank my co-host, Mandel Frazier, and Miss Hammond Seneca. Enjoy yourself over at the Playboy Jazz Festival. All right, let's go out with Mr. Magic, Grover Washington Jr. Deal with it. See ya. Great show, man.
Yes, great show. See how we do it? Each and every Sunday, man, we get down like that. We had Jakeem Joyner was last week. I had there was not too many people that I haven't had on there. But that's what I do each and every week. We do the interviews. Michael's usually here with me, but she's with Aerospace too. She was there on the one day, the Thursday too. She got in there later. She works for Northrop, so she's on the heavyweight committee with movies and whatever. Her and Sandra do that that film festival that's major every year.
Really?
Yeah. Sandra Medgar, Everett's daughter.
Oh wow.
Yeah. So she's got a film festival they do each and every year. It was just at Raleigh Studios not too long ago. I'll think of it. But she does it every year. And she works with student filmmakers all around.
Wow.
And they really got some very good films they come up with. So she's been, and also she's a very high-ranking officer at Northrop Grumman. See, that's, you know about Northrop Grumman. The defense contractor? Man, there's defense contractors like Boeing, TRW, don't forget about Boeing. But these are what you call defense contractors, the ones that get paid for building the bombs and missiles, all that stuff that for defense,
okay.
I guess defense. Boeing's one, Lockheed Martin's one, but Northrop Grumman is the number one. They just got the biggest award that they've ever got in the history of aerospace deals with the government.
What?
For building that, that's what they do. What we do is a stealth bomber?
Yeah.
The new stealth bomber. And they fought Lockheed Martin and Boeing, took them to task for an appeal.
Okay.
Because it was such a big, everybody trying to get it, right? So the government awarded it to Northrop Grumman. So they appealed it, so they got to go through the appeal process. So they fought it for a year long in Supreme Court. So
wow.
Northrop Grumman is hiring all kind of engineers and major players, everything engineers and whatever, because that's where they're at right now. So, because they're on this African American Task Force or whatever, which is our black division of Northrop. I mean, it's like a phase within a phase. We have Toastmasters. That's another one of them that is covered by Toastmasters. And it's covered by the black part of the ADRT, which is the organizational part of Northrop Grumman. They fund different programs. So, what was called one of the programs, Toastmasters, is a worldwide, part of Toastmasters, a worldwide speaking organization. And we have a club through there that's been started since I first started. And so I've been the president for so many years, and I mean, that's what it is. I've been in Toastmasters 6 years. And so I've gone ahead, and it helps you with leadership and speaking ability. And I was speaking on tour before I became a Toastmaster, because Monica brought me into the challenge, because in Northrop Grumman, there were all these nations, and they were competitive, so they were fighting each other, so a house divided will fall. So I came in the president, and every club has at least 20 members. And so everywhere in the whole world you go to, there's every country has a bunch of Toastmasters clubs in it. So once a year, they compete for the best speaker in the whole world. And so that's world champion of public speaking. So you learn how to speak. So you go through all these books on how to speak. Your first book on 10 speeches on how to how you say it, how your diction is. A lot of people, like Obama's a great speaker. I mean, good speaker as far as content, but he's the whatever. Those are filler words. And you learn how to forget that and ums or whatever, because if you have to sit there and say it's a filler because your mind goes blank. But if you're thinking about the next sentence process in your head and you're used to doing it repetitively, like reading a script, scripts don't have the numbers or whatever unless you add it. When you see it enough to the, unless you add it for some effect, because you know script, and that's what it is. That's just repetitively being able to speak without the pausing. When you pause, it's only for a dramatic effect. We're talking into a dialogue, and then we're doing a sincere dialogue, and you just say whatever you're saying, and we're doing a reading, and I say whatever I say back to you, and then I just pause for a second. And I look at you or whatever, and you look at me. I may turn it back around. On these moves, look back at you. That's all in the part of delivery. It's not because I don't have nothing to say,
right?
But normally, in public speaking, you don't have that privilege. You just grab it, rip it off.
Yeah.
And so when you're pausing, it's effective pause because you want people to listen and say, okay, he's talking, why suddenly did he pause?
Right.
And so they're going, the ones that are sleeping, they're going to be like, my business done? So there's pauses that you give, but you do them for enunciating the next sentence and bringing the attention to what you want to say, whether you're shifting to a new train of thought or whatever. These are ways you can play with it. Unlike the movie industry. But being able to have a grasp of the speaking ability and the vernaculars and all these things that people use, diction, everything they use daily in life, life is a movie in itself. You can write this journey, and it's the way that you approach it. People say, oh, the number one fear of Americans is public speaking.
Really?
That's the number one fear in the world. I mean, you can talk about death and whatever. When they're staring in the face with it, they got to deal with it. But you put them out there on the platform, and then everybody looking at you, I don't care who it is, people freaking freeze. Because that's their fear. But I tell people, man, you're automatically doing this every day. When you go down there to the grocery store, you don't say, well, I need some groceries. Give me some groceries or sit back and they're going to get you. Because you might get a little everything.
Right.
When you go down to buy a car or a house or whatever, you don't sit there and say, I just want a car. You may get anything. Right? You go down and say, this is what I'm looking for. Can I help you? Yes, I can come down and shop for a car. I've been leaning towards a BMW. Somebody said Tesla's coming out. And so let's take a little run right quick and look at a few cars. And here's my budget, yada, yada, yada. You're outlining with. So when you go to the bank, you don't say, I need some money. Here's my, no, you tell them exactly what you want everywhere you go. Everybody's doing this. But suddenly, when they're put on that platform, they freeze. But you're doing the same thing that you're doing with any person. And I tell people, when you get in front of a crowd of people, when I know I'm speaking to people, before we get started, I take everybody my friend. I go around and introduce myself. Hi, I'm your guest speaker today, and my name, yada, 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 and so on. How you doing? And so that by the time I hit the platform, they basically are my friends. And I'm speaking to a group of people that are in my corner because they got to know me. So I went to places where I had to address an old military cat. Some guy wanted me to speak, and he was an old legionnaire. So he sent me to the Foreign Legion right there, the legionnaire, got killed. So we went to this little place in the front of it, looked like a gymnasium, and there's some bikers going into because it's a rental place, and they got the front place, right? So I'm like, okay, this is where it's at. Wow, I'll be playing. But no, they said, no, you're back here. And I went into a small room about the size with pool tables in there, whatever, and it was like that's their little pool hall venue, but they had moved it around to make with chairs, and I'm looking at the audience, and here's all these Civil War veterans. I mean, these cats had to be in their 80s and 90s, had all these campaigns, but all of them, what they had in common is they had been through the service, been through the war, and so they're old school cats. And although I've been in the Marines, I mean, I'm a new cat, I'm the youngest, and so I'm looking at all white faces with their wives, and I'm the guest speaker. And so my speech suddenly, that you prepare a speech to be a 1 year or DTM the first time. That's distinguished social media. That's the highest you can get. That's your PhD in public speaking. 1% of everybody in the whole world, if you're in all the clubs in the whole world, don't even get one. 1% go on to get that one. And so in 6 years, I've gotten three of them. So I'm what they look at as an underachiever. Okay? But I've never, to get the first one, you're probably up to about 400, 500 speeches. Give. I've never written a speech in my life. Everything, and then with Toastmasters, unless it's a 15 or 20 minute, 30 minute speech they tell you for delivery, then the average speech is 5 to 7 minutes. And so I've been able to give compelling speeches, and I never, because what happens is I watch the news, I think a lot, I read newspapers. So I have this information inside. So when I talk to somebody about something, I'm talking from experience and I'm talking about what I know. So it's easy to talk about you. It's easy to talk about what you know. But if you're trying to grasp and talk about the ozone and the ionosphere and how that works into the biological, technological aspect of it, then I'm sitting there and go, no, I'm not going to get a speech or I'm going to have to take funk. But if you talk about something you know, it's easy to flip it like that, right? So in doing this one here, I looked at the audience, and then like 80 guys, and all white, and then their wives. So about 15 guys and their wives, one of their wives. The other one. And so they're looking at me like, all right, entertain me, darky. So I immediately had to flip the switch. I'm like, so suddenly, I start talking about the service and the pride in providing service to your country and being prided that you went through the undertaking, the journey you did, and you came out the other side, and you're able to look back at it. That's good. I applaud you. But now, it's compelling to us, to you, to turn around and give this to the next generation. So I flipped it around with my opening to try to promote them to reach back and bring in these young cats and give them the skills and the knowledge training that they got. And so, well, by the time I finished that, they were loving. By the time I finished my 20 minutes, man, they were loving this dude. They were like, okay, so it's time to cut the cake. They had this cake for a birthday or whatever.